Hi everyone, this is Neil from writingcourses.com. I hope you're well. And well, today I'm just going to briefly talk about what we've got coming up on the service in the coming weeks. I haven't wrote a list of things down that I was going to say today. This is pretty much off spec. I've got nothing planned, so I'm just going to wing it, as they say. Right, well, let's get into it. As I say, I've got nothing planned, so let's see how this goes. I quickly wanted to mention, say welcome to quite a lot of new members that have joined writinghorses.com over the last couple of weeks. Unfortunately, I'm going to have a little bit of a moan now. Quite a few have already decided to unsubscribe, and some unsubscribers have literally been with the service for just a few days. Now, I'm betting that that is because these subscribers have simply joined to follow the qualifying system selections. Now, what I will say is, following the qualifying system selections is just a small part of what we do at writinghorses.com. But what I will say is that if you're only following our ratings to get access to our system selections, the same guidelines are put in place as if you were following a tipster. And what I mean by that is, like tipsters, systems will have good periods and they will have poor periods. And our systems have performed very, very well in August thus far. Now, I'm talking after racing is over, as far as the racing system selections are concerned today. And unfortunately, our system selections, three of them today, which involve two horses because the same horse come up on two different systems. Unfortunately, those two horses have lost today. The last one finishing third, losing. I watched the race, it lost by about a length and a half, couple of lengths. So no joy today, but as I say, it's no different to following tipsters. There will be good periods, there will be poor periods. It is important, it is imperative that you follow the recommended betting banks. And what I mean by that is each system advises a recommended betting bank. And if you follow those recommended betting banks, your betting bank will never be in danger. And what I mean by that, and I'm winging it today, as it were, but our National Hunt system, for example, we recommend a betting bank of 100 points. Now, firstly, sorry to be blunt, but if you do not have money put aside solely for betting purposes, you shouldn't be following a tipster and you shouldn't be following any sort of qualifying system selections. You shouldn't be betting. And the reason for that is because you need to keep money put aside solely for betting purposes. 98.3% of regular gamblers, and I call these people gamblers, do not have this money put aside. And that is why these people in the long term do not make profits from sports betting, even though they could be following a profitable tipster or a profitable system. And that is because they will put £10 on a particular horse, and then the following time they might put £20 on, and then they might have a couple of losers, so then they'll put a couple of quid on. It's rubbish. It's absolutely nonsensical in what they do. If you're following a profitable system or a profitable tipster, follow the selections to the rule. Follow the staking, follow the recommended betting bank. Do not up your stakes. Do not reduce your stakes when you have a losing period. So what I would say concerning the National Hunt system, let's for example say you have £500 put aside for betting purposes, and for betting purposes only. It's not 500 put aside that money from that £500 has got to go towards the shopping bill or to pay the electric next week or to put petrol in the car. It's nothing to do with bills. It's £500 solely for betting purposes. The only reason you will use this £500 is to place your bets. Okay, so for example, you've got £500 solely for betting purposes. If you go to our website and click on the system button, you will see the information for the different systems we currently have. The National Hunt system advises a betting bank of 100 points. So you divide your £500 betting bank into 100 points, and that will give you a stake of £5 per point. If you'd only got £200 put aside for betting purposes, you would divide your £200 into your £100 betting bank advised, which would be £2 per point. So when there's a qualifying system pick for National Hunt, if you're using a £500 betting bank, if it's a win bet, it'll be £10 win or £5 each way, because each bet is staked at 2 points. Okay, win or each way, so it's 2 point win or 1 point each way. A £500 betting bank divided by £500 bank divided by 100 point betting bank equates to £5 per point. So that would be £10 win or £5 each way. And if you stick to that religiously, you will make a handsome profit over the course of the year or a period of time. Now, I know I haven't got the exact figures to hand, but I know the National Hunt qualifying system picks had made around 50, 55 points profit. Obviously, a couple of losers today, so let's say about 50 points. Your £500 betting bank would mean you'd be staking at £5 per point, 50 points roughly profit. To date in August would mean that you've made around £250 profit. It's as simple as that. There'll be periods when your betting bank will reduce. There'll be periods when your betting bank improves, and every now and again you'll have a purple patch where everything you seem to back, you know, wins. And that has happened with the National Hunt system in August. So £250 for literally picking up an email, reading it, and placing a bet or two a day. You know, we can't call this work, can we? You know, and that, as I say, is just a very, very small part of what ratinghorses.com does. And as I say, it's just a small part. We offer your own system builder to be able to perform and perfect and create your own little mini systems yourself. We have our international horse ratings. We have our ratings in depth for UK and Ireland. We have a forum, and we have a lot of other things coming to the plate in the coming weeks and months. So, as I say, a little bit disappointed that a number of new members have only stuck around for a few days. I can only presume that is because there's been a few losers on the systems. These people will never win from sports betting, unfortunately. Having said that, it's not all bad news, because if it wasn't for these such people, we wouldn't have a job. Okay, the bookmakers love these sort of people, and that's why they make so much money. My job as director of ratinghorses.com is to provide the best possible service at the best value rates. And I think to have international racing covered, all races in UK and Ireland, a system builder for qualifying system selections where picks are available, for the platinum membership, plus more access to our forum, all for $4.75 a week. I think that is fantastic value. And the benefits are there if you follow the selections correctly. And as I say, the one particular system alone should have made members that have a £500 betting bank around £250 already this month. And that's for literally a couple of minutes work, if I can call it work, just opening an email, following selections. That's my little bit of a rant over. If you've got any questions, please contact us via the support page, via the website. Me and my team are here to help. We want to make you money from sports betting. If it is helping you to narrow down the fields by using our horse ratings, if it is for you to use the data available to you to help build, test your own little systems, your mini systems via just the ratings or via the system builder. If it's help via our support page or the forum, or if it's to follow 1, 2, 3 or all four of our systems and their qualifying picks. I think this month has proven that good money can be made by doing it properly. Okay. Talking of systems, I know we've said a few times over the previous weeks that we've got new systems coming on board. We have. We're still very busy testing those. We do have a lay system that will be with us. It'll probably be the end of September. We've also got a fantastic all-weather system, which I'm sure you'll be thoroughly excited about when you see the profits that has made for quite a few selections, really. And we've also, again, still concentrating and perfecting and back-checking results for an international or United States system. So again, more systems to help you, to guide you, and if you want to follow those, then by all means do so, because you know the money is there to be made. So I will leave it there. Quick, short, simple audio available this week. As I said, I've got nothing written down that I wanted to go through. I just wanted to say, you know, for those members that have joined, stick with it. You know, the information is there to help you and guide you and help you to find winners. An awful lot of our members have perfected many systems over the years and are benefiting, by following their qualifying picks. No different to our in-house qualifying selections that provide profits, as we can all see in August, and we've got more systems coming in the coming weeks and months. I'm hoping that one of those systems will be ready to release in a couple of weeks' time. Also, the other one, the lay one, is probably going to be towards the end of September, with another one we're working on as well. So exciting times. I will just say, the reason we decided to put systems on our website, System Picks, was to help you cover your membership fees. Now, of course, if you're on the basic membership, the bronze which gives you access to the ratings for UK and Ireland. That's available from just £1.75 a week. Rising up through to the Platinum, which gives you everything for £4.75 a week. Now, it's already good value, but as I say, if you were following, I'm just going to go off the top of my head here now. If you were starting with £100 betting bank, just put aside solely for betting purposes, our different systems all recommend different betting banks, but they're all pretty similar. There's one that's 50 point betting bank, another that's 100, another one that's 100, and another one is 50. So let's just say you were concentrating on the two systems that both advise £100 betting bank. Okay. You could follow any one of those for £100, divide it by your £100 betting bank, which would mean each qualifying selection would be advised at £1 per point. The National Hunt system, as I say, this month, it has been an exception. Don't get me wrong, you're not going to make 50 points profit per month on this system, but you can see that the system has been very consistent and profitable since it was launched. But if you had followed that this month, for £1 stakes, you would have made around 50 quid profit, okay, from your 100 point betting bank, which is a 50% return on capital in less than a month. But more importantly, that £50 would have more than covered your full Platinum membership for the first 3 or 4 weeks of this month. At £4.75 a week, that would work out to £19 a month. So you'd have access to all of our systems, all of our ratings, international, UK and Ireland, System Builder, Forum, good customer service, all that, and it wouldn't have cost you a penny, plus you'd have made 30 quid on top, okay? Just from a £100 betting bank. And that is one of the reasons we set up the systems and the systems and the qualifying picks for you to follow to help you cover your membership. So in truth, your memberships are costing you nothing, so just please bear that in mind. Be professional in the way you treat sports betting. A lot of my mates like to have football bets over the weekend, in £5 accumulators, £10 accumulators on 6-7 teams. And for them, it's a bit of fun. And I know where they're coming from. It is a bit of fun. But to be blunt, I've never found it fun losing money, even if it's just a couple of quid, And I think that is the difference between a gambler and an investor. I don't enjoy losing money, even if it's a couple of quid, even if it's a £10 accumulator once a week on a weekend on the football. I'd rather be £10 better off. Now, not all the bets I place win, but I do make money from sports betting, and it is possible. You've just got to remain patient. You've got to be professional. You've got to understand there'll be good periods and poor periods. But it is where you end the year, And if you end the year in profit, it's taking you just a few minutes a day to do so. So, try and remain professional. And even if you're thinking about leaving our platform, and to follow a tipster, the same guidelines continue. I know many, many people who have followed very good, consistent, profitable, professional tipsters, and they still haven't been able to make it pay. And that is because they don't use a betting bank. They don't follow the staking and the selection process as it is. They may well be on a good period, and instead of putting £5 on a horse, they've made 200 or 300 quid over the last week or so. So now they're betting horses at 30, 40, 50 pound. And of course, maybe that tipster will have 3 or 4 losers on the trot. So suddenly, the money that they've won has been completely wiped out. Then they usually tend to go and cancel the service. And what happens is, over the long term, the tipster continues to make consistent profits, maybe up, maybe down over the weeks and months, but overall makes consistent profits, and they've lost out on that profit because they simply haven't got the patience or the professionalism to follow that tipster. The same applies if you're following the system selections. Been a couple of losers today, there may be a couple of losers tomorrow, but there might also be a couple of winners. Follow that betting bank advice and your betting bank will never be in danger. You will never lose all your money. It's as simple as that. You know, it's life is as simple as you make it. And I will leave it there. Okay, because the short message, which I was going to wing, is now 20 minutes long. Okay, so most importantly, if you've got any questions, please contact us via the support page. Me and my team are more than happy to help. That's what we're here for. And we want you to make money from the sports bookmakers. Okay. I'll speak to you soon and take care. Look after yourselves.